Antony Blinken says there can be no ceasefire in the war in Ukraine unless it is part of a peace deal that includes Russia's military withdrawal.
A ceasefire that simply freezes current lines in place and enables Putin to consolidate control over the territory he seized and then rest, rearm, and reattack, that is not a just and lasting peace. It's a Potemkin peace. It would legitimize Russia's land grab, it would reward the aggressor, and punish the victim.
Ukraine claimed, Blinken said in a speech during a visit to Finland, Russia must also pay a share of Ukraine's reconstruction and be held accountable for its full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February last year. Ukraine claims the UN-brokered Black Sea grain export deal has been halted again, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Ukraine says Russia is again blocking the UN-backed Black Sea grain deal. The Ukrainian ministry claimed Russia had registered only one incoming ship for inspection in the last 2 days of May. It called that a gross violation of the initiative. Kyiv said 50 vessels were waiting for inspection in Turkish waters, ready to deliver 2.4 million tons of Ukrainian food abroad. Some vessels had waited for inspections for more than 3 months.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Officials say a passenger train has derailed in eastern India, trapping many people inside its derailed coaches. More than 170 people were injured and taken to hospitals, according to media reports. An official says rescuers are attempting to free another 200 people feared trapped in the coaches. The cause of the derailment is being investigated. This is VOA News. Clashes in Senegal have left many dead as the government banned several social media platforms in the aftermath of the violence. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Dakar, protesters loyal to Senegalese opposition leader Ousmane Sonko threw rocks at police. The police responded by shooting tear gas. Sonko is considered President Macky Sall's main competition. He was convicted of corrupting youth. The court sentenced Sonko to 2 years in prison. After the verdict, clashes erupted throughout the country. Sonko's lawyer, Bamba Cisse, noted that under Senegalese law, his conviction would bar Sonko from running in next year's election. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg will hold talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and other senior Turkish officials this weekend as pressure mounts on Turkey to lift its objections to Sweden joining the military organization. NATO headquarters said Friday Stoltenberg will attend Erdogan's inauguration after the long-term Turkish leader won an election runoff last weekend. The former Norwegian Prime Minister will also take part in meetings in Turkey on Sunday. A bill to lift the U.S. government's debt ceiling is headed to President Joe Biden's desk after the Senate voted to pass the bipartisan deal late Thursday night and avert what could have been the country's first ever default. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
The yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Nearly all Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate approve the bill, which had been passed by the House the day before. Lawmakers have been racing against the clock following months of partisan bickering. The U.S. Treasury had warned it would run out of funds starting June the 5th if Congress failed to act by then. In a statement, Biden said he would sign the bill into law as soon as possible, adding, quote, "This bipartisan agreement is a big win for our economy and the American people."
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. Synthetic drug trafficking patterns in East and Southeast Asia have started returning following the lifting of pandemic border restrictions, the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime said on Friday. Adding new smuggling routes for methamphetamine have also emerged. High volumes of methamphetamine continue to be produced in Myanmar and trafficked from there through Thailand and Laos, as well as new routes through central Myanmar, the report said. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Right now. VOA 1.